What would happen if we had the audacity, the courage, the boldness, and the presence to lean into our edges and to grow from our core? See, in a world shaped by yesterday's leaning into tomorrow's, we find ourselves weaving possibilities in an endless constellation of opportunities. The world has shifted, and now we find ourselves in a space-time continuum where lifestyle, business, and consciousness share the same office space as your purpose and your brand. Welcome to the Supernova Podcast. I'm your hostess, Lena Ski. This is a never-ending chronicle, a narrative, really, designed to usher in those big bang shebangs and a whole lot more glimmer. Let's get astronomical. Let's really shift the needle into flow. Someone, somewhere, sometime, whether it was once upon a time or in the last recent weeks or in conversations or some business coach or some other podcast or even me alone, if I went there, may have talked about this idea called work-life balance. There should be birds chirping in the background. There should be magical music. It should sound beautiful. And we read these articles and we encapture these ideas and we're like, yeah, that sounds awesome. I'm going to do that. And I'm going to kind of be the radically obvious bearer of bad news on that one, because I need to prick this little bubble fast, because I've just been sitting with this emotion. And actually, if you think about it, I mean, just go with me on this, and you'll see where I'm going in a sec. But work-life balance. That means work happens, and life happens. They don't bleed into each other. They don't blur lines. They're very, very clear. There's work, and there's life. We might as well be saying there's a cubicle called work and there's a cubicle called life. And when you're in the cubicle called life, you're not allowed, not by any name, shame, whatever game, to think about work, because you're in the cubicle of life. And when you're in the cubicle of work, you're not allowed to think about life because you're absorbed by work and it's all in work. And at some point you move into the cubicle of life, and at some point from the cubicle of life you move into the cubicle of work. The weird conundrum in that is, if you're all absorbed by life and you're not thinking about work, what would make you move into work? And if you're all in deep diving, being drawn down this magnetic black hole of work, and you're not allowed to think about life, what would make you go back to life? Even if life's like knocking at the door, you're kind of going, no, no, no. Life, you're in another cubicle. I'm in this cubicle. I'm working now. Therefore, it can't happen. But yet there's this thing called work-life balance where you maybe walk the tightrope between the two, and you dip a little bit into one and you dip a little bit into another. Maybe even in that analogy, not really committing to either being all in life or all in work. Maybe that's the better, higher option that we speak into when we speak into work-life balance. Just dip a little bit here and a dip a little bit there. Not too much to get lost in life, not too much to get lost in work. I'm sure the stress levels on that are much more appealing, but how are you living when you're not even dipping in? Because the minute you, I don't know, even smell water, you're like pulling away. And the minute you dip into work, it's like pressure's too much and you have to dip out. So do you actually get anything done there? This isn't actually a conversation about work-life balance at all. Because we've also seen so many articles that kind of go, A, biggest myth in the world. B, there's no way that can work. And C, if we're radically obvious about it, and this is me pricking the bubble on this, the two just can't coincide. I mean, let's go back to that cubicle, right? There's a cubicle called life and there's a cubicle called work. Somehow we've fallen into some parallel universe that will work for a living so we can live the life we want. Didn't we kind of move beyond that time and that narration of thinking to creating what it is that we really want to create? That we don't just take out a 9-to-5 and then we go and do the stuff that we're really passionate about. I mean, it kind of defies the actual epitome of being an entrepreneur, because if you're working and you're pouring all yourself into creating something that you actually lividly hate, what are you doing? What if this isn't a work-life conversation at all? What if this is an integrity question? What if this is a what are you actually showing up for question? What if this is a question of are you bringing all of the parts that you need to be all in life and all in work and all in play and all in whatever it is that you're doing, because you have different personas, you have different elements, you have different parts of yourself, but fundamentally you're not a compartment, you're not a cubicle. And to live out our businesses in cubicles, cool, there's stuff to decorate, sure, there's places for post-it notes, but the cubicle culture has come and gone, and it isn't in integrity. It's actually filled with partitions that hide us from showing up in the world and showing up in business and showing up in our brand in ways that actually not only excite us and enthrall us, potentially energize a team. It's been a while since I podcast, guys. You've got to go with me. This is critical stuff, and we've got lots of time to catch up on. And maybe on that note, I should speak into where I disappeared to. Well, I don't know about you, but 2018 has been one of those all-in, hands-on kind of things. And not only all-in and not only hands-on, but like clutching. Like, everything's changing faster than the speed of light. They don't even have a word for it yet. Or maybe they do and I haven't picked up on it yet. But whatever that frequency is, it's moving at that frequency. And you're just kind of going along for the ride and kind of going, okay, I'm still here. Apparently I made it through that day. Okay, let's keep going. Let's keep showing up. Let's keep putting ourselves out there. And in that question of putting ourselves out there, are we actually putting ourselves out there in the way that we say we are? There's this pretty radical, obvious saying. We all know it. Something like, what you do on the inside shows what you do on the outside. But what if I took that a little bit further? What if I took that to the edge of, what you're doing on the outside is really you taking a stand for what you do, whether it's by design or by default? Because either way, it's happening. And either way, a statement is being imprinted into not only the universe, but into your business plan and into your results calculator that's going to get you a specific outcome at the end of this little charade. And, you know, what's going to win is a lot of what you put in. So you say you want one, and yet you act in counterintuitive ways. You say you want support, but You claim to do it on your own. You say you want to collaborate, but you want to do it all on your own. You say you want these things, and yet it's hard. And I could preach into, and we could all talk into bumper stickers on how sometimes that works and sometimes that doesn't. But let's just be human about this all. And remember that business is run by humans. Your brand may be a logo, but it's actually a human entity. It's an idea. It's part of something bigger. And I know that's potentially our way of making sense in the world. And yes, that's how we have gotten to where we have. And that narration may change. I'm not saying we need to be stuck on that narration at all. But what is it that we really, truly, absolutely standing for? So that when we do show up, like I'm showing back up with this podcast, that we bear a little bit more of our soul, we edit a little bit less away, gosh, there's certain people that would be thrilled to hear me say that. Not that I edit everything out. I'm just saying, you know, I mean, I come from a branding culture too. I want it to look good. I like things pretty. But really, truly and absolutely, like, what are we really, really doing? It's so easy to get lost in the dehumanity of a business plan. So easy to get lost in the dehumanity of a product, of product development. And I'm going to be lecturing on this in a couple of weeks. So, I mean, I'm not going to be talking about this particular topic, but these are all things that are real and part of how we show up in the world. And my personal mission, I guess, because as a purpose strategist, is to bleed the lines on this work-life thing that just is some parallel universe of two things cannot make a right. That you're forever on the wrong end of your own stick. Ouch! Really? Is that the design we want to go for? What is the design we want to go for? What is it that we're wanting to create? What is it that we're wanting to birth? What is it that we're wanting to embody? What is it that we're wanting to encapsulate? Because every moment of every day we get to pour in a little bit more of ourselves into that. And we get to feed off a little bit more of ourselves of that. And if we're feeding into toxicity and we're feeding out of toxicity, at some point we're going to get poisoned. At some point we're going to get sick. At some point we're not going to be able to be at our best game. And at some point, we might actually end up hurting somebody else and infecting somebody else because we drank from the wrong Kool-Aid, so to speak. So, I guess as I myself re-emerge from a 8-month all-in, holding on, deep diving, working alongside some really amazing visionaries, working alongside my own deep vision, working alongside some really global change-making visionaries. The time to amalgamate is coming. And it's how we show up. It's what we do with what we have that makes or breaks us. That defines and shapes us. And even if it does break us, it never has to define us. And even if it does define us, even if we do take that story on, that fail on, a little bit more personally than the others, because sometimes it cuts and we get triggered and we forget that there's a human element in all of this and the AI isn't running it all completely yet, and even if they are, there's a human component that's being encoded into the AI programming, so it's still a little bit messy and it's still a little bit murky and there are no clear lines. There are no clear borders. It's an ecosystem. Come on. We need to like move on with the times and yeah, we get so lost in our own ways. We get so lost in the entitlement of how things should be and could be. And I want this series to come back to the core of how we bring purpose into everything we do. Of how we create a culture that's really designed to help us thrive. Of how we lead from our core and grow from our edges. Yes, lead from our core and grow from our edges. So, what could be possible? Infinity. I'm so excited to be back in this space. I'm so excited to be talking to you. I'm so excited to potentially even be heard in this space. But just beyond being heard, to engage. To engage in a conversation with the universe, with businesses as an entity, as a person, with ideas that are floating all around us right now. And what frequency we tune into, and what do we pick up, and what do we choose to leave behind, and what do we just kind of go, interesting, but no thank you. I'm not going to have one of those. And I'm also kind of curious, because as I step back into podcasting, and I realize I've missed this so much. This has been so much fun, and I think I've actually stuck to my time limit. Maybe. I'm too scared to look. But who knows, maybe even we'll set up a Patreon account to make sure that these conversations get to where it really needs to go to. So, what's rising for you? What's coming up for you? What kind of conversations do you want to be a part of? More than that, like, would you support something like this on Patreon? That would be really, 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 truly, absolutely awesome if you did. And if I had to plant, I don't know why I want to say this, because this doesn't feel like the right way to end off a business podcast, or a marketing podcast, or a leadership podcast, or, and this is the thing I hate about iTunes, and categories, and niches. Oh man, we have a load of content to get through. Like, this incessant need to be cubicled. Back to work-life balance, back to like, I have to play in this subcategory of this subcategory of this subcategory, and I am not allowed to be seen, heard, understood in any other shape and form, in any other context, because what you sign up for is what you're in for life. Hold on, when did that happen? When did entrepreneurship become this life sentence rather than a space in which to create freedom and true growth? Oh boy, we're in this. Okay, this is it. The podcast is officially live and back on, and I'm so excited to have these conversations with you and so much more. Need to so work on my breath control. Maybe alongside doing a business lecture at Cape Audio College, I'll be getting some breath control lessons. Who knows? Because I'm just so here. And that's where we can be. That's not only where we can be, but that's actually where we are. And wherever you are in your story, in your hand-holding onto dear life for 2018 experience, the highs, the lows, the everythings, the coming alive, the coming online, the coming into business, the having to show up, the having to really watch what you say, watch what you commit to, and be in integrity always, and follow through a little bit harder when we start promising more and more and more and more in this world. Sure. Here's to the journey, inward, onward, upward, with purpose. So there you have it. There's no more room at the edge of maybe. Maybes have been taken up and scrapped off the list. Because we're not just in business to create products or services. You're in business to create openings, shape connections, and establish engagement. And this is your exact chance to find your opening, to take a step in, to get bold, to get daring, and to have that presence to follow your bliss, to follow that uniqueness that you bring into the world and let the world know, to step into the new class of emerging and share your genius.
This has been Lena Ski for the Supernova Podcast. If you enjoyed this conversation or you want to find out more, head on over to my personal site, which is lenaski.com. Or if you're ready to get a little bit more moonshot, if you're ready to get a whole lot more magnetic, exponential, evolutionary, and intuitively design the business, the products, the services, and the talents that you're here to deliver to this world, you're gonna love theglobalmovementsummit.com. See you there.